MP45 recording length 29 minutes and 30 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 45 open cluster M45. Type C. Antares Pleiades M45.jpg. Right ascension 03. 47.0. H colon M. Declination plus 24. 07. Deg colon M. Distance 0.44. Cli. Visual brightness 1.6. Mag. Apparent dimension 110.0. Arc min. Known prehistorically. Mentioned by Homer about 750 BC, by Biblical Amos about 750 BC, and by Hesiod about 700 BC. The Pleiades, also known as Messier 45, Million 45, are among those objects which are known since the earliest times. At least 6 member stars are visible to the naked eye, while under moderate conditions this number increases to 9, and under clear dark skies jumps up to more than a dozen. Verenberg, in his Atlas of Deep Sky Splendors, mentions that in 1579, well before the invention of the telescope, astronomer Moestlin has correctly drawn 11 Pleiades stars, while Kepler quotes observations of up to 14. Modern observing methods have revealed that at least about 500 mostly faint stars belong to the Pleiades star cluster, spread over a 2-degree, 4 times the diameter of the Moon, field. Their density is pretty low, compared to other open clusters. This is one reason why the life expectation of the Pleiades cluster is also pretty low. See below. According to Kenneth Glenn Jones, the earliest known references to this cluster are mentionings by Homer in his Ilias, about 750 BC, and his Odyssey, about 720 BC, and by Hesiod, about 700 BC. According to Burnham, they were seen in connection to the agricultural seasons of that time. Also, and the Bible has 3 references to the Pleiades, Job 9:7-9, Job 38:31-33, and Amos 5:8. The prophet Amos is believed to have given his message in 750 BC or 749 BC. While there is no consent on the dating of the Book of Job, some believe it was written about 1000 BC, the regency of Kings David and Solomon and Old Israel, or earlier, Moses, about 13th to 16th century BC. Others give reasons that it may have been created as late as the 3rd to 5th century BC. The present author H.F. does not know if the cluster is mentioned in one of the earlier Assyrian or Sumerian sources. The Pleiades also carry the name Seven Sisters. According to Greek mythology, 7 daughters and their parents. Their Japanese name is Sumeru, which was taken to christen the car of same name. The Persian name is Soraya, after which the former Iranian empress was named. Old European, e.g., English and German, names indicate they were once compared to a hen with chicks. Other cultures tell more and other lore of this naked eye star cluster. Ancient Greek astronomers Eudoxus of Cnidos, c. 403-350 BC, and Eratos of Phanomena, c. 270 BC, listed them as an own constellation, the Clusterers. This is also referred to by Admiral Smythe in his Bedford Catalogue. Burnham points out that the name Pleiades may be derived from either the Greek word for to sail, or the word pleios, meaning full, or many. The present author prefers the view that the name may be derived from the mythological mother, Pleiana, which is also the name of one of the brighter stars. According to Greek mythology, the main, visible stars are named for the 7 daughters of father, Atlas and mother, Pleiana, Alcyon, Asterope, a double star, also sometimes called Sterope, Electra, Maia, Merope, Tegeta and Celaeno. Bill Arnett has created a map of the Pleiades with the main star names. These stars are also labeled in a labeled copy of the X image which appears in this page. Also note our Pleiades map. In 1767, Reverend John Michell used the Pleiades to calculate the probability to find such a group of stars in any place in the sky by chance alignment, and found the chance to be about 1/496,000. Therefore, and because there are more similar clusters, he concluded correctly that clusters should be physical groups. Michell 1767. On March 4, 1769, Charles Messier included the Pleiades as number 45 in his first list of nebulae and star clusters, published 1771. About 1846, German astronomer Meidler, 1794-1874, working at Dorpat, noticed that the stars of the Pleiades had no measurable proper motion relative to each other. From this he boldly concluded that they form a motionless center of a larger stellar system, with star Alcyone in the center. This conclusion was to be, and was, rejected by other astronomers, in particular Friedrich George Wilhelm Struve, 1793-1864. Nevertheless, the common proper motion of the Pleiades was a proof that they move as a group in space, and a further hint that they form a physical cluster. Longer exposure photographs, and also short focal ratio, i.e. short focal length compared to their aperture, rich field, telescopes of considerably good quality, especially good binoculars, have revealed that the Pleiades are apparently embedded in nebulous material, obvious in our image, which was taken by David Mullen with the UK Schmidt telescope, and is copyrighted by the Royal Observatory Edinburgh and the Anglo-Australian Observatory. More information on this image is available. The Pleiades nebulae are blue-colored, which indicates that they are reflection nebulae, reflecting the light of the bright stars situated near, or within, them. The brightest of these nebulae, that around Merope, was discovered on October 19, 1859 by Ernst Wilhelm Leberecht, Wilhelm, Tempel at Venice, Italy, with a 4-inch refractor. It is included in the NGC as NGC 1435. Leo Zondra has made the biography of Wilhelm Tempel available online together with the drawing of the Merope Nebula, and has agreed to include it in this database. The extension to Maya was discovered in 1875. This is NGC 1432. The nebulae around Alcyone, Electra, Salerno and Tegeta in 1880. The full complexity of the Pleiades nebulae was revealed by the first astrocameras, e.g. by that of the brothers Henry in Paris and Isaac Roberts in England, between 1885 and 1888. In 1890, E.E. Barnard discovered a star-like concentration of nebulous matter very close to Merope, which found its way into the Icosaic 349. The analysis of the spectra of the Pleiades nebulae by Vesto M. Slipher in 1912 revealed their nature as reflection nebulae, as their spectra are exact copies of the spectra of the stars illuminating them. More information can be found in our table of the main Pleiades stars and the corresponding nebulosity with the catalog numbers. Physically, the reflection nebula is probably part of the dust in a molecular cloud, and related to the Pleiades cluster, which happens to cross the cluster's way. It is not a remainder of the nebula from which the cluster once formed, as can be seen from the fact that the nebula and cluster have different radial velocities, crossing each other with a relative velocity of 6.8 mph, or 11 km/sec. According to new calculations published by a team from Geneva, net.et.al, 1993, the age of the Pleiades star cluster amounts 100 million years. This is considerably more than the previously published canonical age of 60-80 million years, e.g., the Sky Catalog 2078 million. It has been calculated that the Pleiades have an expected future lifetime as a cluster of only about another 250 million years. Kennicle and Jones, after that time, they will have been spread as individual or multiple stars along their orbital path. The distance of the Pleiades cluster has been newly determined by direct parallax measures by ESA's astrometric satellite Hipparchos. According to these measurements, the Pleiades are at a distance of 380 light-years. Previously, a value of 408 light-years had been assumed. This value would have required an explanation for the comparatively faint apparent magnitudes of the Pleiades stars. However, subsequent investigations with the Hubble Space Telescope and the Mount Palomar and Mount Wilson observatories have finally shown that the Hipparchos distance is probably too small. By accurate parallaxes of Pleiades stars, this cluster is at a distance of 440+/6 light-years. The Trumpler classification is given for the Pleiades as II, 3, R, Trumpler, according to Kennicle and Jones, or I, 3, R, N, Gertz and Sky Catalog 2000, meaning that this cluster appears detached and strong or moderately concentrated toward its center. Its stars are spread in a large range of brightness, and it is rich, has more than 100 members. Some of the Pleiades stars are rapidly rotating, at velocities of 150 to 300 km/sec at their surfaces, which is common among main sequence stars of a certain spectral type, A, B. Due to this rotation, they must be oblate, spheroids rather than spherical bodies. The rotation can be detected because it leads to broadened and diffuse spectral absorption lines, as parts of the stellar surface approach us on the one side, while those on the opposite side recede from us. Relative to the star's mean radial velocity, the most prominent example for a rapidly rotating star in this cluster is Pleiana, which is also variable in brightness between Mag 4.77 and 5.50. Kennicle and Jones. It was spectroscopically observed that between the years 1938 and 1952, Pleiana has ejected a gas shell because of this rotation, as had been predicted by Nosruv. Cecilia Payne Gaposchkin mentions that the Pleiades contain some white dwarf, WD, stars. These stars give rise to a specific problem of stellar evolution. How can white dwarfs exist in such a young star cluster? As it is not only one, it is most certain that these stars are original cluster members and not all field stars which have been captured, a procedure which does not work effectively in the rather loose open clusters anyway. From the theory of stellar evolution, it follows that white dwarfs cannot have masses above a limit of about 1.4 solar masses, the Chandrasekhar limit, as they would collapse due to their own gravitation if they were more massive. But stars with such a low mass evolve so slow that it takes them billions of years to evolve into that final state. Not only the 100 million year age of the Pleiades cluster. The only possible explanation seems to be that these WD stars were once massive so that they evolved fast, but due to some reason, such as strong stellar winds, mass loss to close neighbors, or fast rotation, have lost the greatest part of their mass. Possibly they have, in consequence, lost another considerable percentage of their mass in a planetary nebula. Anyway, the final remaining stars, which was previously the star's core, must have come below the Chandrasekhar limit, so that they could go into the stable white dwarf end state, in which they are now observed. New observations of the Pleiades since 1995 have revealed several candidates of an exotic type of stars, or star-like bodies, the so-called brown dwarfs. These hitherto hypothetical objects are thought to have a mass intermediate between that of giant planets, like Jupiter, and small stars. The theory of stellar structure indicates that the smallest stars, i.e. bodies that produce energy by fusion someone in their lifetime, must have at least about 6.7% of one solar mass, i.e. 60 to 70 Jupiter masses. So brown dwarfs should have 10 to about 60 times the mass of Jupiter. They are assumed to be visible in the infrared light, have a diameter of about or less that of Jupiter, 143,000 kilometers, and a density 10 to 100 times that of Jupiter, as their much stronger gravity presses them tougher together. Even with the naked eye and under modest conditions, the Pleiades are rather easily found, roughly 10 degrees northwest of the bright red giant star Aldebaran, 87 Alpha Tauri, Mag 0.9. Spectral type K5iii, apparently surrounding Aldebaran is another, equally famous open cluster, the Hyades. Aldebaran is known to be a non-member foreground star, at 68 light-years distance, compared to 150 Li for the Hyades. The cluster is a great object in binoculars and rich field telescopes, showing more than 100 stars in a field about 1 1/5 degrees in diameter. In telescopes, it is frequently even too large to be seen in one lowest magnification field of view. A number of double and multiple stars are contained in the cluster. The Meerut Nebula and GC-1435 requires a dark sky and is best visible in a rich field telescope. Tempel had discovered it with a 4-inch telescope, as the Pleiades are situated close to the ecliptic, 4 degrees off. Occultations of the cluster by the Moon occur quite frequently. This is a very appealing spectacle, especially for amateurs with less expensive equipment. Actually, you can observe it with the naked eye, but even the smallest binoculars or telescopes will increase observing pleasure. The March 1972 Pleiad occultation was one of the first amateur astronomical experiences of the present author. Such events demonstrate the relations of the apparent sizes of the Moon in the cluster. Burnham points out that the Moon may be inserted into the quadrangle formed by Alcyone, Electra, Meerut and Taygeta, Maia, and possibly Asterope, is occulted in this situation. Also, planets come close to the Pleiades cluster. Venus, Mars, and Mercury even occasionally pass through, to give a conspicuous spectacle. As mentioned in the description for the Orion Nebula M42, it is a bit unusual that Messier added the Pleiades, together with the Orion Nebula M42/M43 and the Praesepe cluster M44, to his catalog, and will perhaps stay subject to speculation. Messier 45 observations and descriptions known prehistorically, mentioned by Homer about 750 BC and by Hesiod about 700 BC. Messier, M45, March 4, 1769, 45.3 h 33 meters 48s, 53 d 27, 04, plus 23 d 22, 41, a cluster of stars, known by the name of the Pleiades. The position reported is that of the star Alcyone, Mimbacid for 1771, p. 451-452, first Messier catalog. One can say the same as for M44, for the Pleiades, by reporting their position by that of the star Eta, with its right ascension becoming, for March 4, 1769, 53 d 27, 4, and its declination 23 d 22, 41, north, p. 458, 1769.mar4, Ra, 53.274, December, 23.22.41. B cluster of stars known by the name Pleiades. The position reported is that of the star Alcyone. Messier reports to have measured the stars of the Pleiades in 1785, 1790, and 1796. Hodrona, Hi.1 1654, 1, the first, and the most luminous of all assemblies of stars, shines in the belly of Taurus. 6, or 7 stars are most evident, before many others, counted 37 stars. Bode, Bode 8, a well-known cluster of small stars. Position of Alcyone in the Pleiades and Taurus. Bode, 1782, from Vorstellung der Gesternhof XXXIV Kupferfeld, Introduction to the Stars on 34 Copper Plates, 1782, ch. 14, p. 17, number 15 to 28 are the stars of the Pleiades, p. 18, the Pleiades are represented on the 14th plate at the right, by the 28 stars of Flamsteen, T. Meyer van Limonier, on the first figure of the 30th plate. There are also the stars from 203 to 242, with diverse others which have been observed by the Abbé Gauthier. These are those which I have increased the Pleiades to a number of 120 stars. Plate XXX, p. 38, fig. 1. The seven sisters or the Pleiades in the bola, consisting of about 120 stars, which have been observed in them by Flamsteen, Limonier, T. Meyer and the Abbé Gauthier, and are visible through telescopes. The most considerable of them are annoted with letters according to Flamsteed. After the fables of the poets, the Pleiades were the seven daughters of Atlas and of Pleione, and from these fables, nine stars of them have got the following names from this family, namely, G, Celeno, C, Maia, F, Atlas, B, Electra, D, Merope, H, Pleione, E, Tegera, Eta, Alcyone, K and L, Asterope 1 and 2, Smythe, CXLII, 142, Eta Tauri. Smythe has separate entries for four individual stars in the Pleiades, but describes the cluster under the star Eta Tauri. The four separate entries are CXXXVIII 19 Pleiadum, Tegera, CXXXIX 15 Pleiadum, of Magnate, CXL 23 Pleiadum, Merope, and CXLIV 27 Pleiadum, Atlas, CXLII Eta Tauri, R3H 37 meters 59s. Dec and 23 D 36.3 mean epoch of observation 1836.97 December 1836. Alcyone, a Greenwich star, with a distant companion, in the midst of the Pleiades, called by the Arabians Jaza, the Walnut, and Naya, Bright, or Lucida the brightest, of the Pleiades, a 3 mag, greenish yellow, B7, pale white, Piazzi marked this duplex. But the comes could only be 151 PII, and a reduction from his mean apparent places, and the micrometrical measures of Sir John South, afford these results. P. Post 288D00, Dist 122.50 F1800S, 288D42, 116.401824, which, considering that it is chargeable with a small proper motion both in RABD declination, is very consistent with more recent observations. The other two small stars in the same, or NP North preceding, NW, quadrant, form the Biniad Mariam, mentioned in 150 PIII, and were also measured by us. The proper motions alluded to are thus valued, P, R, 0.04 dec 0.09 s, plus 0.06, 0.05. This star has usually been considered as the one described under the 32nd of Taurus, in Ptolemy, and there marked epsilon in brightness. But Mr. Bailey says, I don't think this star can be Eta Tauri, on account of its magnitude. Yet it is singular that the brightest star in the Pleiades should not have been noticed by Ptolemy. Asterisk. The occultation of this star, and Eta Pleiadum, by the dark limb of the moon, were well observed on the 19th March, 1839, by My Smythe's excellent friend Lord Chief Justice Tyndall, who thus elegantly occupied the evening of a tedious assize day at Bedford. The observations were made with the 81/2-foot equatorial, charged with an eyepiece magnifying 93 times. The Pleiades constitute a celebrated group of stars, or miniature constellation, on the shoulders of Taurus. Their popular influences have been set in some for many years. Hesiod mentions them as the seven virgins of Atlas Bourne, and in the ancient MS of Cicero's Aratus, in the British Museum, they are finely represented by female heads, inscribed Merope, Alcyon, Celaeno, Electra, Tegeta, Asterope, and Maia, under the general title Atlantides, while the illustrations to Julius Firmicus in 1497 represents them as well-grown women. The moral may be that Atlas himself first rigidly observed these stars, and named them after his daughters. But various are the appellations under which they have been known. Theon liked them to a bunch of grapes. Eratos says they were called Eptoporoi. Menelaus clusters them as Glomerobilcitis. The Arabs said they were eight Theraea, or the little ones. The French designate them as Pusinaire. The Germans, Glucken. The Italians knew them as Ligainil. The Spaniards termed them the Cabrillas, or little manicotes, which is the key of the Duke's query to Sancho, and several schools called them brood hen, under the representation of a hen with chickens. There has also been much discussion as to the number of the individuals in the group, some of the ancients having advanced that there were seven, and others resolving to count six, in the spirit of Ovid's oft-cited Septem DC, Sextamen est solent. The Lost Pleiad is, however, rather a poetical than an exact expression. For in moonless nights I never had any difficulty in counting seven stars in the so-called hexastron, with the naked eye, and indeed this is nothing to boast of, for many people may enumerate even more, though few will equal with Maestlinus, the discoverer of the new star of 1604, who, as Kepler avers, could distinctly see 14 stars in the Pleiades, without any glasses. Still, if we admit the influence of variability at long periods, the seven in number may have occasionally been more distinct, so that while Homer and Attalus speak of six of them, Hipparchus and Aratus may properly mention seven, but they have a singular brilliant light for their magnitudes, whence the unassisted eye becomes dazzled. The ancients allotted to them only seven stars, but in modern catalogues, their numbers have run thus: Kepler, 32 stars; Hooke, 78 stars; Galileo, 36 Jovita, 103 De La Hire, 64 F. Derrida, 188, and the zealous amateur may be assured that there are yet many recruits for him who will undertake an exact chart of them, the which is still a desideratum, the cluster being directly in the moon's path, and therefore the site of abundance of occultations. This part formerly constituted the third lunar mansion, and is so generally known, that is, alineation need hardly be pointed out. Yet it may be added that an imaginary line through the wane of the Great Bear, passing Capella, leads to the Pleiades, or, from the southwest, a line from Sirius, carried over Orion's belt, meets them. John Herschel, General Catalogue. The Pleiades are not in the GC Catalogue. However, the first discovered nebula around Merope is, Asterisk GC 768 equals hours and 18. Ra 3H 37 meters 52.3s. NPD 66D 40. 12.9. 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. B. VL. IF. VAR. TEMPEL. Zero observations by W.N.J. Herschel. Magnificent. Bright. Very large. Irregular figure. Variable. TEMPEL's nebula. Remark. GC 768 equals hours and 18. The celebrated variable nebula of TEMPEL. Discovered October 19, 1859. Dreyer. The Pleiades are not in the NGC or IKE catalog. However, some of the nebula cities within them are. Asterisk NGC 1432. Discovered by Henry. Ra 3H 37 meters 30s. NPD 66D 5. 1860.0. F. VL. Diff. Maya Pleiadum. Extremely faint. Very large. Diffuse. Around Maya. In the Pleiades. Remark. Figures in Henry Rapp D. Lobs. De Paris. 1884. Ostruve ANCX IV. 114. P. 97. Spy Taylor ANCX IV. 114. P. 209. Roberts Germ. Liv ASV. 5. P. 148. Asterisk and GC 1435 equals GC 768. TEMPEL. Ra 3H 37 meters 52s. NPD 66D 40. 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. VF. VL. Diff. Merope. Very faint. Very large. Diffuse. Around Merope. Remark. Figures in TEMPEL PUBLD. ROSS di Milano? No. 5. Plate II. TEMPEL MNXL. 40. P 622. C. Wilhan D. Lobs. De Paris. Shiv. 14. M. Hall MNXL. 40. P. 169. Common MNXL. 40. P. 376. Roberts Germ. Liv ASV. 5. P. 148. Asterisk Ike 349. Barnard. And 3018. Ra 3H 37 meters 55s. NPD 66 D 41 meters. 1860.0. F. Versus. Pose 165 Deg. Dis 36. From Merope extremely faint. Very small. Lying at position angle 165 degrees and distance 36. From Merope. Bailey. Pleiades. Ra 341. Deck plus 23:48. 1900. D arm 120. Class D 3 course. Irregular. Stars of different magnitudes. Cluster. B1 large. Diffused. Irregular. Nebula. Cluster. Well-known cluster of bright stars. Not given in the NGC. Remarks. Pleiades. The number of stars which really belong to this cluster is doubtful. Several thousand stars have been photographed in this region, but there is no proof that many of these belong to the cluster, since even this large number is no greater, if, indeed, it is as great, as that in an equal area of the surrounding regions. Apparently the cluster itself consists of a few bright stars. Plate I, Figure 1, the Pleiades. The original photograph shows faintly and brighter nebulosities. But a much longer exposure is needed with the Bruce telescope to show them to good advantage. See Mem. Akad, Emer. Akad 11, 224. The area shown in this, and in each of the following three figures is a trifle more than 2 square degrees. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector. PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42. RA equals 341. Deck equals plus 24. The Pleiades. LOPUBL. Volume VIII. Plate 80SN. Content car as if SEDS. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. Accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text. The free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.